Token bills and super apps. The AI industry's growing pains. Good morning. It's Monday, June 8th, 2026. Welcome to your AI morning briefing. If there's a theme running through the last 24 hours, it's this. The AI gold rush is hitting its first real pricing reckoning, and companies are scrambling to figure out what comes next. Let's start with what's being called the token-pocalypse. Microsoft just announced major pricing changes for GitHub Copilot, shifting from a flat monthly rate to per-token billing. The Reddit thread that named it says some companies are already panicking about budgets, and they should be. We're learning that the free lunch era of AI was heavily subsidized by investor money, and now those bills are coming due. TechCrunch's Equity podcast broke this down perfectly yesterday. The question everyone's asking, can AI labs collapse costs fast enough to meet what customers are actually willing to pay? Remember, ChatGPT's $20 a month price tag wasn't some brilliant strategy. It was basically a guess. And we've been living with the consequences ever since. Uber's a cautionary tale here. They went from blowing through their AI budget in weeks to putting hard caps on internal usage, all in about 6 weeks. If a company that size can't predict their token spend, what does that mean for the rest of us? Speaking of costs and reality checks, OpenAI is doubling down on its super app strategy. According to the Financial Times, they're rolling out a revamped ChatGPT in the coming weeks, one that bundles coding tools like Codex and AI agents into a single gateway. The goal? Push free users toward products they'll actually pay for. One senior OpenAI employee even said, quote, "Chat is dead. This is a major pivot." OpenAI spent 2025 launching standalone products, and now they're calling those side quests and abandoning things like video generator Sora. The new mantra, one personal agent that helps you across everything in your life, work and personal. Sounds ambitious, also sounds expensive to deliver. On the infrastructure front, we had a small scare over the weekend. Notion disabled all Anthropic models in its productivity tool after Claude Opus 4.7 and 4.8 started showing degraded performance. Notion's head of product was quick to clarify. This wasn't a quality issue. It was a brief service disruption. Anthropic confirmed the same. Everything's back online now. But it's a reminder that even the most reliable platforms have hiccups. Meanwhile, the social media world is dealing with a different kind of AI problem. AI-generated content creators that are getting harder and harder to spot. The Verge reported yesterday that platforms are genuinely baffled by how sophisticated these fake personas have become. It's not just bot spam anymore. It's full accounts with personalities, posting schedules, and engagement tactics that mirror real humans. And on the policy side, New York just passed a bill that would bar AI chatbots from acting like companions to kids. If Governor Hochul signs it, companies won't be able to let teens use chatbots that suggest they're human. This comes after lawsuits alleging that some AI companions coax teen users toward self-harm. It's a significant move, and likely the first of many state-level guardrails we'll see this year. So where's the opportunity in all this chaos? Here's one idea that jumps out. Token cost optimization as a service. Every company using AI is suddenly facing the same problem: unpredictable, exploding bills. There's a real business in building intelligent middleware that sits between apps and AI APIs, caching responses, routing to cheaper models when quality allows, and giving teams real-time visibility into where their token spend is going. Think Datadog or New Relic, but for AI usage. The market's ripe. The pain is acute, and the technical moat is real if you can nail the analytics and routing intelligence. That's your briefing for Monday, June 8th. The AI industry's growing up fast and growing pains hurt. Talk soon.